When Susanna stepped down from the wagon, Duncan had the fire going, but he sat staring into the flames, forearms resting on his knees, hands hanging loose. Duncan? She was a slender, graceful, and unusually pretty woman. Duncan, what is it? It's this. All of it. His gesture took in their surroundings. I had no right to bring you and Tom into this. No right at all. We discussed it, Duncan. We all took part in the decision. We all decided it was the best thing. I know, Susanna, but that was back east. It was one thing to sit in a comfortable living room and talk about the West, but it's something else when you are face to face with it. He looked westward, toward the open plains. What's out there, Susanna? What are we getting into? Somebody's coming, Pa. Tom was 12. If his father had doubts, he had none. They looked where he pointed. A rider was coming through the scattered trees toward them. He was a tall, rough-looking man on a roan horse, and he carried his rifle as if born with it. He pulled up some 50 yards off. His eyes swept the camp.
Howdy! All right if I come in?
There was nothing about his looks to inspire confidence, but Duncan McCaskill said,
Come on in. It's all right.
He rode up, stopping across the fire from their wagon, dismounting with his horse between himself and the fire.
Seeing your smoke, figured you might have coffee.
Rifle in hand, he walked to the fire. Seeing Susanna, he removed his hat.
Sorry, ma'am. Don't like to butt in like this, but I've been riding all night, and no coffee for 3-4 days.
Be seated. Breakfast will soon be ready.
I am Duncan McCaskill. My wife, Susanna. My son, Tom. Howdy.
He added a stick to the fire, glancing at the wagon and the deep-cut tracks.
You got quite a load there. Ain't going far, I guess.
We're going west, Duncan said.
You ain't going far with that load.
He accepted the cup Susanna poured for him and squatted on his heels.
You got 4 head of mules out there. Good mules, but that's too much load.
We will manage. Duncan's tone was cool.
The stranger was, Susanna decided, very good-looking in a rough way. He wore a mustache, was unshaved, and his boots were down at the heel. All his clothes were shabby, yet there was an animal strength about him, and an almost feline grace.
Good coffee.
He reached for the pot and refilled his cup.
Ever driven on the prairie? I mean, where there's no road?
No, I haven't.
Had a sign of rain lately. The grass is good for the stock, but it makes the pulling mighty hard. You ain't going far with just 4 mules and a load that heavy. And supposing your mules wander off, how'll you find 'em?
We have riding horses.
The stranger sipped his coffee.
Not no more you don't. They've been took.
What's that?
You had you a pair of sorrels? Big, handsome horses?
Yes.
Then you don't have them no longer. They've been stole.
What's that?
McCaskill came to his feet.
What do you mean?
A couple of fellers drove them off just before full light. Fellers from the settlement yonder.
I don't believe.
McCaskill started to move off, then glanced from the stranger to Susanna. He stopped.
Tom, you run and check on the horses.
Susanna was slicing bacon into the frying pan, her face flushed from the heat.
You're a mighty handsome woman, ma'am.
Thank you.
When you cross the river yonder, you come right up through the settlement?
We stopped there.
McCaskill decided he did not like this man.
Figured you had. They seen your stock, and they seen your woman.
What do you mean by that?
That's a mean outfit. Small caliber, but mean. They seen that heavy-loaded wagon, your wife, and your stock. They mean to have them.